Good morning. Thank you, Georgia, for reading the lessons this morning, and I apologize that we didn't communicate that to you sooner. Thank you for rising to the occasion, and thank you, everybody, for serving and volunteering so faithfully at church. Let us pray. Holy God, we thank you for your sacred word. Open our hearts and minds to receive your word and to be nourished. In your name we pray, amen. Jesus said that it is from within, from the human heart, that evil intentions come. I would like to say thank you for calling me and entrusting me to be your pastor. It really is a privilege. And I'll give you an example. We've been praying for Christian, the boy from preschool, and he, this past week, had a procedure at Children's Hospital Los Angeles. And I had some time on Thursday after Bible study that I could drive out there. And before doing so, you know, I kind of did a quick calculation of the cost, the time, the distance, the miles, the gas, the wear and tear, all the other things that needed to be done. And I thought, should I go? And then I thought, yes, not only should I go, but I get to go. I get to represent you as you have all been praying for Christian. And so I was able to drive to Hollywood. And how do you think the traffic was? It was a breeze. It was a breeze. I got there so easy. How do you think parking was? Easy. There was a spot right there when I pulled up. And how do you think the drive home was in the afternoon? Not that bad. Not as bad as I thought it was going to be. The hard part, of course, was going to the children's hospital. But you know, Christian's doing good. He's very strong. He's recovering very well, and there are reasons to be hopeful. When I was there, he happened to be taking a nap, but I had a really good visit with his dad, Brian. We wonder things like this when children suffer from disease. Why? How? How could this happen? These are questions that we ask God. And you know, it's times like these when we face such difficult situations, why do children suffer, that I really give thanks for science. Because science seeks answers to these questions. What causes cancer? Genetic markers, environmental factors, lifestyle. And the more we know, the better we are. It's true. You look at the survival rates today versus what they were 20 years ago, things have gotten better. And it's all thanks to scientists who study and make careful observations and figure out how things work. They answer that question, why? Science teaches us so many things that we can do to improve our quality of life as God's children. Simple things that extend our life and give us health. Even just washing our hands. We all became much more aware how important washing our hands can be to keep us safe from communicable diseases. So why didn't Jesus encourage his disciples to wash their hands before eating? In our gospel reading this morning, Jesus gets called out and his disciples by the Pharisees, and they say, hey, why don't you wash your hands? And we hear that the Pharisees were really concerned about hygiene. They washed their hands. They washed their meat that came home from the market. They washed their pots and pans. And we read this 2,000 years later and we think to ourselves, I think the Pharisees were right on this one. And in fact, when Jesus responds, He never says that what they're saying is wrong. He never says, don't worry about washing your hands. I think he knew that that was important. He got flustered with them because they were being hypocrites. We know what that means. It means they weren't practicing what they preached. They were quick to find fault in others, but they were slow to be humble and try to live out all the rules that they told other people to do. And then Jesus goes on and he tells us nobody can be defiled by what enters the body. But it's the things that come out of our body that defile. How can this be? We have to think about it for a while. What does Jesus mean by these words? You know, so much food today, so much marketing is done with trying to sell us things that will make us healthy, that won't defile our bodies. And here Jesus is saying, don't worry about any of that. Only worry about what comes out of your body that will defile you. What Jesus means, if we were to put his words in other words, we should say that we should never be ashamed of what happens to us. Nothing bad that happens to us is any punishment for our character. So when we think about someone who gets sick, someone who has cancer, someone who has any type of disease, we wonder what caused this, and that's fine to investigate it. But Jesus really wants us to understand that when these things happen, God is not punishing us. We should never be ashamed of what happens to us. There's no shame in cancer. There's no shame in getting COVID. There's no shame in being in poverty. There's no shame in getting abused. None of these things are things that we deserve. None of these things can hurt our soul. The only thing that can hurt our soul is our own actions, how we respond to hardship. We can understand religion as being the practice of caring for our souls. Pure religion, according to Jesus' brother James, the original pastor of Jerusalem, true religion is to care for widows and orphans and be blameless in our actions. How could we ever do such a thing? How can we live a holy and blameless life and take care of widows and orphans and those who are in distress? James tells us that the first step is to bridle our tongue. This past week, before I went to Los Angeles, We were studying the book of James at Bible study. We were reading about bridling our tongue. And I did then what I did just now. I stopped speaking for a good long minute or more at Bible study. And you know, I observed a really interesting thing. Almost everybody in our Bible study shared more. And all of a sudden, the questions got very deep. And we went deeper spiritually and in Scripture than I could have led us through speaking. Eventually, Roy said, "Pastor, now it's your turn to talk." And I felt so wanted. Wow, people want to hear what I have to say. Why? Because I bridled my tongue. I'm not saying silence is golden. No, we need to speak, and we need to speak up. I'm not saying silence is golden, but I'm saying words are like plutonium. Far more powerful than we understand. We need to take great care of our words. If we take care with our words, it will help us to take care with our actions. And if we take great care with our actions, God will reward us with life and with land. That's what the reading said this morning in Deuteronomy. Before the Hebrew people went into the promised land, God said, if you want to live in this land, you must follow my commandments. Jesus said, the meek shall inherit the land. The days are surely coming when all of the broken systems of domination and control will crumble. Then all those who have suffered will be healed. All those who have been dispossessed will rise up. They shall never be moved. They shall abide in God's tent. They will dwell on God's holy hill. Amen. Please stand.